True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're listening to the best of the Lions.
Oh, baby, how beautiful is that?
A weekly mix of 97.1, the Ticket's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
John, the Hutch conversation.
Yeah, that is.
Got into it a little bit yesterday. Their right tackle came out and said that he didn't do anything all game until the sack at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to get more out of Hutch?
I mean, yes. I think there needs to be more impactful pressures. I know he leads the NFL in pressures, and they've talked about the six pressures that he had in that game, and obviously the sack to end the game. But even that one was, he retraced his steps. It was Jameis Winston escaping the pocket. I would like to see more wins for him quicker in the, on an offensive tackle to where, you don't really see him beat a guy around the edge. And I look at him, I'm not saying Jalen Phillips is Aiden Hutchinson, but when you watch on fourth down, got to have it down in that game going against an all-world tackle, what happens? He beats him around the edge instantly, mm-hmm. and it changes the course of that game. We need to see more of those got to change the course of the game moments from Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, it's an interesting question, and we got some feedback yesterday even of people disappointed in Aiden Hutchinson. The quote from the Giants right tackle, how do I say this respectfully? He didn't do a damn thing all effing game. He strikes me as the type of guy that would try to celebrate that one play, but for most of the day, I was on an island with him, and he didn't do anything. Obviously, I'm upset about the last play, but at the same time, there's not much you can do. They know what you're going to do. He still tries to give me his best move. I run him by the quarterback, and he manages to run back upfield and get the sack. You can relate to some of that as an offensive lineman.
Oh, sure. I mean, the amount of times where you... It doesn't have to be the last play of the game, but if you're looking at it and you're like, I own this guy for 75 plays, and there's that one where he gets the sack, and then everybody's celebrating that one play for that one player versus the other 75 where there was absolutely nothing done. And, I mean, he is impactful, and he is one of the top edge defenders in all of the NFL. I love having Aiden Hutchinson on our team. This is not a conversation about that, but we mentioned it yesterday. With a lot of commas comes a lot of expectations, and there's a lot of commas in that paycheck.
Do you feel like he's not living up to the contract?
Because
I don't want to go that far with people. Like, if you feel that way, let us know. 248-539-9797.
I don't necessarily, I'm not necessarily saying that. I do need more, and I need more wins when it's going to change the course of the game. And you can look at the numbers and say, well, he's right there with Micah Parsons. Well, Micah Parsons has the ability to win at the snap of the ball against really good offensive linemen.
Because the deal with Aiden, I mean, he's one of the 3 to 5 best edge players in football. I don't really think there's a debate. He's clearly one of the 5 best edge players in all of football. So if you're upset, I'd like to maybe understand a little more why. If you want more from your star, cool. I think you could always ask more of your stars. They're stars. But I think he's played very well this season. You start to break it down. He's number one in pressures, number two in QB hits, number two in hurries. And in terms of translating it to sacks, he's pacing for 13. It's not like he's left off the score sheet here. He's right there with Micah Parsons
in terms of
sacks.
Okay, so let's just take a look at, and I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but the amount of pressures that he had and the amount of pressures that the Lions defense had on Jameis Winston.
Right.
It was a very large number, like 50% of the time. But the problem is Jameis Winston had the most time of any quarterback to throw the ball. So it wasn't like,
where were those pressures coming? You're saying,
when were they applied? Like, yeah, okay. Late. So if it's 3.5 seconds, that's 3.5 seconds of protection. Eventually the protection is going to break down.
Right.
It's the same as talking about a defensive back. You can only hold up for so long before the advantage just simply goes away.
I don't know how they scored it, but on the interception that Thomas Harper got, Aiden was the nearest defender pressuring Jameis as he was rolling right. Does he get credit for a pressure there? Again, I don't know their rubric.
Right.
But if he gets credit for a pressure there, that's a pressure that led to an interception. He got the game-sealing sack. Do you wish he won off the line of scrimmage immediately and the play ended in 1.5 seconds? Yeah, me too. But part of the appeal to Hutch has always been he never leaves the field. He plays with relentless effort, and that second rush is what's delivered a lot of the sacks for him. Now, do you want him to be more of a first rush win guy? Okay, I guess I could hear that conversation.
Right, because it's when, if I'm putting together a plan to block Aiden Hutchinson, I'm not necessarily worried about him beating me off the snap. That's not what he does. And some of it, I'm looking at his stance. And I know, I mean, he looks like he's, you know, his head is down, his butt's up in the air, and his first couple of steps are he raises up. And it's not, instead of going out and taking ground, he's raising up. And now all of a sudden, I have time to get into my pass set. Mm. And the thing that you know about Aiden Hutchinson is you may get your hands on him. And one of the things that is an advantage to him is he's tall, he's long, he's got the ability to get that reach. And so it's a battle of getting your hands on him first or getting them off of you. It's an all-day sucker. You're going to have to block for 3, 4, 5 seconds because he's just not going to let up. That's his superpower. It's not beating you off the snap of the ball. And yeah, there's a measure of bull rush and the power that he brings. Yeah. But again, I'm not as a tackle, that's not my number one concern for the game that I played.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think in today's game too, still, you know, I mean, you can't get beat right off the ball.
Right.
Because you're going to get your quarterback killed.
Mm-hmm.
If it takes 3 or 4 seconds, a lot of quarterbacks can extend that play.
Or a lot of quarterbacks just get rid of the ball.
Or just get rid of the football. Do you need to see more out of Hutch? Is he doing enough? 248-539-9797. Some of the responses, we'll get to the phones. Brandon in Chesterfield, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how we doing, guys? So my thing is, when I'm watching this, is it seems to me like it's more about the defensive backs. It seems more about the linebackers, the secondary. It seems like they're given the quarterback, what they're doing is they're stopping the quarterback from being able to make throws. They're keeping the wide receivers in check. It's given Hutchinson a lot more time to get the pressure. So a pressure that's happening because of our defensive backs, our secondary, and our other defensive players, after 3 to 4 seconds of the quarterback having time, I mean, that's not even a pressure that I even care to talk about.
Right.
So I'll coin a phrase. Are they coverage pressures? There's coverage sacks. You've heard of those. Are these coverage pressures?
Some of them are, yeah. Not all of them, but I think a large part of them are. And the fact that he is out there 97% of the snaps, he's going to get, just by default, more pressures.
You're going to accrue, hey, you were around the quarterback.
Yeah.
Right. So you got a guy like Micah Parsons, who it seems like it's not his secondary that's given him time to get a pressure. he's getting the pressure helping out the secondary.
Right. And some of this isn't, you know, yeah, I need to see more impact throughout the course of the game by Aiden Hutchinson, not just the last snap of the game. It's you need to see, and we had this argument, and I know Dan has said we're good, need to see more from the other guys. And part of that sack was the fact that Aleem McNeil absolutely blew up the middle of the offensive line, and he's the one that pushed Jameson Winston out, and the beneficiary of that was Aiden Hutchinson.
Right. I mean, the guy getting the majority of the snaps opposite edge of Aiden right now is Lacy.
Mm-hmm.
Lacy was the guy they added at the very end of the camp, right?
Right. And early on in the season, we were talking about the production of Alquadeen Muhammad. And we were talking about some of the other guys being able to, their numbers were up because they were your double team and triple team in Hutch. And trust me, I know that those are there. And it's really hard to win against three guys, especially immediately. Like, it's just, that's not going to happen. If I'm an offensive tackle, knowing that I have outside help, I'm instantly sitting for a bull rush, and I'm sitting on his inside number. Because I don't have to worry about any speed, because I've got help.
Let me correct that. It's not Lacy. It's Tyrus Wheat that's played, that just played the most snaps at the opposite edge last week against the Giants. Wheat on the season, 1.5 sacks. So that speaks to what you're talking about. Take some of your phone calls, read some of your texts. The question on Hutch. Got a lot of this yesterday, inspired by the talk of the Giants' right tackle. Is Hutch doing enough? 248-539-9797. He had the game-ending sack, but as people have pointed out, it was the only sack of the day for the Lions' front. Does he need to be more impactful? The numbers tell you he is. I mean, he's number one in pressures, number two in hits and hurries. Sacks aren't lacking. He's what, up to 8.5 now on the season? Pacing for 13, a career high? But there's this understanding that, well, we need more. And I'm cool with it. Like, hey, star players, you always ask more. But, John, these are some of the responses we're getting. Good player, not a great player. We paid him to be a great player. He gets handled one-on-one too much. Never seems to make a play when we need it most. Do more. Make plays. Put up numbers like you're paid for. You're paid like the best. No excuses, Joe, in a truck. People are acting like they need a 20-sack season after a horrific leg injury. Sparty Radio 2-6 started this narrative yesterday.
Well, I don't necessarily. Well, I didn't hear what they had to say, but we had some of these calls yesterday, and I kept waiting all game long. I'm like, okay, if they're going to continue to, you know, throw the ball downfield, and Jameis Winston, I know that part of this conversation is, you know, yeah, okay, he's a third string quarterback. He's got a couple of 4,000 yard passing seasons. He's got a season where he threw for 5,000 yards. Now, in that season, he threw for 30 interceptions. But he's a guy that is that can throw the ball downfield. And when he's on and when he gets in a groove, then he could be dangerous. The issue is you got to get him out of that groove. You got to hit him.
You really show your lack of football knowledge if you think Hutch isn't playing well. Maybe stop only looking at sacks on the stat sheet.
Okay, I don't think any of us have said he's not playing well.
No. I'm not as hard on him as I think most fans are, to be clear. I still think he's a top five player at his position. And if he's not Myles Garrett,
no,
and if he's not Myles Garrett and that's his cross to bear, then I don't know what to tell you. He's okay. Not Myles Garrett.
Yeah, Myles Garrett's a freak. There's one.
Yeah.
And do I think that within the course of the next 5 or 6 years, he could have a Myles Garrett season like Myles Garrett is having right now and have 18 sacks through this time of the year? Yeah, I do.
But John, they're paying him to be Myles Garrett. No, they're paying him because he was the next edge up. We do this at all the key marquee positions. Let's not get stupid about this.
Right, and I'm not going to link this to his contract. I know I said, hey, you know, with a lot of comments come a lot of expectations, and that's not wrong, but I think he's having a hell of a year. I want him to be a difference maker and be more impactful with being able to get to the quarterback.
I liked the nuance that you brought, which was when the pressure happens post-snap, is the pressure happening 1.5 seconds or 3.5 seconds after the ball is snapped? It counts as a pressure, but not all pressures are created equal.
Right.
Right? I think he will get pressure or credit for a pressure on the interception that they forced.
Right, and that's
part of pressure.
Yes,
but not all pressures are created equal, and I think that's what requires you know, what are you supposed to do? Go back through. PFF goes back and grades this, but you need like a grade of their grade. You need like even more data on when the pressures occur in the snap. I mean, some of it is you just use your eyes. You watch the game and you go, I don't see him around the quarterback enough.
Well, and part of it is, you know, in that game, he wasn't double and triple teamed all day long. But when he is, you need to be to have wins on the other side. And you know, whether it's, it doesn't matter the player. And I don't care where it comes from. It's got to be Hutch and.
Yeah.
And now that Aleem McNeil, hopefully he's starting to find, we saw what we saw against Tampa Bay. We need to see more of that. If you can get it from Aleem McNeil, if you can get it from Tyleek Williams, DJ Reader, I'm fine with it coming from the inside, but you need to be able to get more pressure other than just the entire offense focused on how do we block Aiden Hutchinson and we'll just single everybody else up.
Stu in West Bloomfield, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
Yeah, like you alluded to before the break, John, the other guys got to step up because if Hutch is getting chipped and double-teamed, we need pressure from someplace else. And like you said, Aleem McNeil blew up that spot that forced Jameis Winston to have to turn and run back into Hutch. We need that on every play if Hutch is getting doubled and triple-teamed. And the other guys, how many sacks do they have together versus Hutch? 8 sacks.
Yeah, so Al-Kadeem Muhammad has 6 on the season, but he's playing only situationally. Like, the guys that are logging the majority of the snaps opposite Aiden are Tyrus Wheat, who has 1.5 sacks on the season. They played Aleem a little bit on the edge. You're not going to get a pass rush when you put him out there. That's more early down run stuffing. They aren't playing a majority of the snaps with 2 edge guys that can put fear into a quarterback.
Right. And you don't need...
So if I can put all my eggs against... Sorry to cut you off, John.
No, that's okay.
All my eggs against Aiden and don't even have to worry about the other guys. Yeah, okay. Aiden Hutchinson numbers are not going to be as impressive as if he's getting help. It's like sending the Justice League against Darkseid, but only sending Batman and Robin.
Okay. I guess I get what you're saying. I'm not a superhero aficionado.
Okay, Batman and Robin don't have superpowers like Superman and the rest of the guys, so you send Batman against, you know, the big bad.
Okay. Now it makes sense.
I could connect the dots.
Yeah.
I got where he was going.
Yeah.
Let's get to Dante. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. When I look at Aiden's stats, right before his injury last year, he was 7.5. All right. Most fans look at sacks, right? Sacks and but statistically, you guys, the sports writers, everybody, they look at everybody else. Valeni said something, you know, pretty key yesterday. Pressures, all that stuff don't matter if the quarterback gets the ball off and gets a completed pass. In the scheme of things, in the real game time, right? I agree with most fans, like, it's frustrating, but you got to remember, this kid's coming off breaking his femur in half, okay?
Well, was it his femur?
What did he break?
It's one of the lower bones, yeah. The tibia, fibula.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, he came back from an injury that takes a while to come back with. Like, the guy is 100% gas every play. You ever look at him? He's constantly breathing heavy because he doesn't stop. Do I agree we've missed the opportunity with another edge to take the pressure off? Yeah,
sure.
At the same time, I do. But, like, I think our fan base, when you're good, we put you on a gold a chariot and we walk you around town. When you're bad for one game, we dig a hole like in Step Brothers and we're about to take you out. Like, it doesn't take much for this fan base to turn on you. I just honestly think that it's going to turn on here pretty soon. I think he's getting his rhythm back. I know everybody's like, it's not quick enough. Listen, we have one of the best 5 edge rushers in the league. We should be like...
Well, and I think that gets lost in all this. Again, I'm always cool saying, hey, fans want more from their stars. That's why they're stars. But when you have a guy who plays damn near 100% of the snaps, is responsible against the run, gets a lot of pressure. Not all pressures are good, but you want to get pressure. I mean, that's undisputed. You want to get pressure on the quarterback. He does get sacks. He just forced a pressure into a pick and a game-ending sack. And the talk is, are we getting enough out of him? The answer is you could always get more, but I don't want this to be twisted into he's not good enough. I think he is good enough.
Oh, there's no question.
I have no issues with the contract. Like, no. I don't want to revisit any of that.
No, but I do think there are some impactful moments where he could be more of an influence than he has been. It's like saying Amon-Ra St. Brown. No more drops.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Back to your phone calls in a minute. As promised, a couple things. Michigan, Ohio State. The latest on Jordan Marshall, running back, who sat out the Maryland game. The quote from Sharon Moore last night on the Inside Michigan Football radio show with John Jansen. Jordan could have played last game. He was in a good place. He got the last medicine and felt like, coach, I can play. And I was like, we'll hold you back to get you ready for this one. Max Bredesen, Jerome Moore said, Max is doing good. We'll see. X-rays showed a little bit of an issue in there, but if anybody can play, it's Max Bredesen, so we'll see how the week goes. I remember Blake Corum got hurt and tried to go in the Ohio State game down there 3 years ago and was really ineffective, but they gave it a shot, and Michigan went on to win the game with basically leaning on Donovan Edwards. This time with the top two running backs out, Bryson Cuzdahl, who is, there were 13 running backs that carried the football in his time at Michigan. He was number 14. Like, I don't, it doesn't mean he was 14th string because some of the guys have left. But you start thinking about, you know, Corum and Edwards and Kalel Mullings and obviously the two starters this year. But then you get into the CJ Stokes and the Tavier Dunlops and the Ben Halls of the world. You could, the list goes on and on. And now he's, could be RB1 in this game. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like Jordan Marshall will be ready to go. In the meantime, down in Columbus, I got to make a correction from yesterday. It was not Sonny Styles who was hurt. It was Lorenzo Styles, the defensive back, who's still a big player for them. I mean,
not the linebacker.
His brother, the defensive back. That would probably mean that the true freshman, the five-star, can't think of his name, but anyway, he would be the guy. I got a few days here to get his name.
You got to get it together.
Yeah, he is a he will be likely their nickelback if he can't go. Insiders down there, and I listen to stuff whatever I can in the week leading up to games. There seems to be a feeling in Columbus that Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate are going to play. So we shall see. They are two incredibly dangerous receivers. And it's a perfect day to throw the ball with 11-mile-an-hour winds and snow. Less than 30 degrees. And their quarterback is ready for it. Being a San Diego native, he grew up his whole life dealing with terrible
look
weather.
Look at this. Look at this, John.
I just hope the Wolverines can stay within 3 touchdowns. That's what I'm hoping. You know, juggernaut down in Columbus. Their running back, though, the Bo Jackson kid. Do you know what his real name is?
I used to. I remember hearing
it's
it.
It's so funny. His nickname is Bo Jackson.
Right.
After, well, like the running back of the, his real name's Lamar Jackson. Like the quarterback.
Right. But his name is Bo.
Yep.
They'll go by Bo.
They could have called him Michael Jackson. Jermaine Jackson.
Oh, buddy, here we go. Yeah, Tito, okay. Where else you want to go?
Anyway.
Don't stop.
Steven Jackson.
Till you get enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Did not expect that from Kang.
For those that don't know, that is the name of a Michael Jackson song.
I love Michael Jackson, man. Come on.
He was
That's
great.
Off the wall Michael Jackson, right?
That is.
Yep.
Didn't you have, did you guys have the jackets or did you guys know people that wore the jackets?
I knew people that had the jacket. Yeah. And no. No.
But so I saw the movie The Wedding Singer. Older movie, 90s, I think, movie, late 90s, early 2000s. But they think the movie's based in the 80s. And one of the characters like wore a Michael Jackson because everyone loved Michael Jackson so much. Was that that really happened?
That happened. There were people that wore that jacket. Yeah.
It's awesome.
From the videos.
I haven't answered the question. Do you think I own the jacket?
Do I think you had the hair, the Jerry curl hair? That Michael Jackson version? Is that
yes,
the one?
Yes.
Do you? I think you had the jacket? No. Gator?
I don't think you had the jacket.
Of course I didn't have the jacket. I would have been the worst looking person in the jacket. My big Coke bottle glasses when I was a kid.
I tell you what, we're walking up to the bus stop as a
feathered
kid
hair.
And seeing some kid. Did you have feather hair? Nice. And seeing some kid walk up to the bus stop with that jacket was hysterical.
Yeah.
Even then you knew. Like, come on, man. Who are you? What are you doing?
Let's go to Connor, your 97-1 ticket. What's up, Connor?
How's it going? I just wanted to say, I feel like every time the Lions are doing bad, the fans just instantly just start talking about how bad they are and all this stuff and about Brad Holmes being so bad. But then as soon as they're winning, everything's back to normal. Nothing's wrong with the team. But I also want to talk about, too, how the Giants are a way better team than the record shows. And we all knew that Jameis Winston was going to go off.
Did we? You knew that Jameis Winston was going to go off?
I mean, yeah. Every time he plays, he goes for at least like 300, 400 yards. Everyone knows that. And then, yes, he has his games where he throws three picks, but he's always good for one game with at least 300 yards.
Well, that was his first one this year.
Well, that's a big difference between at least one game.
I'm talking
and
about
every
last
game.
Year as well.
Well, last year he had two 300-yard games, one 400-yard game in what looked like eight starts. I mean, he's capable, and he does make mistakes.
It was damn near a 500-yard game, by the way.
Yeah, that one was pretty big. He's capable. Look, the one thing about the Giants, and I get that that game was disturbing, but others in the Lions peer group had very similar games against the Giants. What's important, the Lions don't have to look like the best team ever. Because right now, one of the goals, one of the big steps is to get out of the NFC. Like, let's get to the Super Bowl. Let's check a box that's never been checked. And while we get there, we may as well win the damn thing. But the Lions peer group, Green Bay, Chicago, and Philly, not all of them, but they all, like the Rams are in that group, Seattle's in that group, but those three, Green Bay, Chicago, and Philly, have all played extraordinarily similar games against the Giants. And while you'd love to roll 48-0, for some reason, they have created massive problems for these contending teams. And so the Lions are just trying to be better than the Green Bays, the Phillies, and the Chicagos, and the Rams, and the Seattles of the world. But you know, it's a little bit of perspective doesn't hurt. And so that's why we brought it up yesterday, why it's not all doom and gloom. The fact that the Lions had to scratch and claw and find a way to win a game, an ugly game, when a 52-28 win would have felt a lot better.
Yeah, but I mean, this is what it's like to be a sports fan of any team.
Sure.
It's the roller coaster. I mean, unless you're the Lakers, the one team that won 72 games or whatever it is, you're not, it's going to be a roller coaster.
Yep.
It's fun. it's also painful sometimes when you go through the loss and you don't think you're ever going to win again, but then once you win, you don't think you're going to lose again. It is how it is. But this game against Green Bay, you're looking at a team that it's not a yardstick game because I think we all can understand. We think that the Packers and the Lions are very similar. record, well, obviously they are record-wise, but what they are is teams overall. They have different strengths and different weaknesses, but these are two pretty good teams that were going to be evenly matched because they are pretty good teams. And it's going to be this way for a while. Like the rest of the season, it's going to be this way.
From an unnamed texter, you guys thought the Minnesota game was a get-right game, especially with the Lions coming off a bye week. Then you thought the Giants was a get-right game. Let's face it, they are done. Okay, so there's two things about that. Damn. We never said Minnesota was a get-right game because they had won the previous game.
Correct.
Impressively over Tampa, who was a first-place team. So I don't think we probably use the term get-right game, which we use after losses. The games they played after losses, okay? Packers, they lose. They beat the Bears 52-21 in their get-right game. They lose to the Chiefs. They beat the first-place Buccaneers 24-9 the next week. They lose to the Vikings. They beat the Commanders 44-22 the next week. Then they lose to the Eagles, and they did not play a get-right game against the Giants. That I will acknowledge.
Yes.
However,
they did win it.
Forgive us, please, because not only had they won 13 in a row after losses, they had covered. They were like blowing people out 13 in a row. This time, they didn't. If this Giants game indicates to you that they're done, far be it for me to stop you from jumping off the ledge. But, yeah, I did think they'd roll the Giants. They didn't, but at least they won the damn game.
Yeah, I went on record. I thought they would smoke the Giants. I thought the Lions were going to score somewhere in the high 30s, and I thought the Giants would score somewhere in the 10-10 range.
We were wrong.
Was wrong.
Yep, and we'll be wrong again.
Yes.
Get used to it. Jordan Love has a bad non-throwing shoulder and is handing it off only with his right hand. Fumbled handoffs are about to happen. That's from an unnamed texter.
Don't count on it.
I hope one day we'll find out exactly what clean things up means when they're going to start doing so. It's the same thing or different things that need to be cleaned up. I hate that phrase. That's from Glenn and Troy.
It's a phrase that it's a go-to phrase for both the coach and the players.
What do you prefer that they say? Well, we're giving up.
Well, I think it's interesting that the question was asked both, as you and I pointed out during a commercial break, independently of both Dan Campbell and Jared Goff, and they both kind of gave the same answer, that the one thing that needs to be cleaned up for sure is third down offense. The Lions ranked 25th in the National Football League with third down percentage. The Packers, by the way, are first.
Yeah, that's quite a discrepancy, but as both Dan Campbell and Jared Goff asked what has got to get better, they both independently today on this radio station said third downs. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, 3 o'clock. I'm doing this against my will. I'm just telling you. I'm just ready for football. I'm so tired of talking about it. I'm still disgusted by the Lions from Sunday. Just go play the damn game. Like, it's Lions, it's Packers. None of us have all the answers. We don't know how this team's going to play. And ultimately, guys, I'm done trying to figure them out. Because when you really look at it, Thanksgiving, you lost to J.J. McCarthy and damn near lost to the 2-win Giants. At that point, every game's difficult.
That really did happen.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I think it's actually better that this game is tomorrow.
Thank God.
Because you get to figure out exactly, can this team right the wrong? Was that a look-ahead game? And they were really focused on the games that they have to play with the Packers coming in. I was worried at the beginning of the season, Mike, that maybe the Giants was that sandwich game, you know, between the Eagles and then the Packers. And are you going to take the Giants that seriously? Especially because backup QB, backup running back, backup wide receivers. But it wasn't a good look. I thought we were going to be able to lean on the defense. You couldn't lean on the defense. You made Jameis look like he wanted to win a second Heisman out there. As a matter of fact, he's catching touchdowns and doing Broadway dances in the end zone. But I'm with you. I'm so happy that this game is tomorrow, and we get to see it. It's put up or shut up time for this Lions team.
Look, the whole breakdown thing too, none of it matters. I mean, think about it last week. What breakdown foretold the Lions spitting a bit and giving up 500 yards to Jameis Winston in that offense? I look, Green Bay's offense stinks. Yours is uneven. Your defense is good. Theirs is great. There's a reason the game's 2.5. So if I ask you, what does this game come down to, that's up to you guys. I could offer you one thing. To me, it's a pass rush game. Who's ever base 4 rush can do more damage, that's who's going to win. You play man, they play zone. And the things and the way you attack a quarterback, depending on your coverage, yes, of course it differs. But the Lions, listen, the blitzing is fine and good and well, and you have to get aggressive here and there. But it does always come back to rush 4, drop 7, and can you impact the quarterback? For the Lions this year, the answer's been no. For the Packers, it's why you trade for Micah Parsons. Mm-hmm. You trade for Parsons because by getting him, I shouldn't have to blitz a whole lot. And now I rush 4, I drop 7, and I play zone? Mm-hmm. Yeah, those windows get tighter. It becomes a more difficult task. But it just comes down to who's going to win up front and affect the other quarterback. Does Jordan Love hold the ball too much? Yes. Does he drop too deep in the pocket and throw it off his back foot? Which might actually be good for Aiden, the way Aiden runs himself out of plays. No, I'm being serious.
No. I'm laughing because I'm like, actually, you're right. It's how
and
he got
Goff,
it.
Yeah. The sign of any pressure, he crumbles like a scarecrow. So there's the one breakdown I can give you. Because trying to figure out these two teams, you can't. The records are damn near the same. The resumes are damn near the same. The disappointments are damn near the same. And so are the concerns. Mm-hmm. Play the game. I just want to watch the game.
No, and you know how most games they say in the NFL is decided by about 5 plays. I actually think, Mike, we can narrow this down. I think this one may be decided by like 3 plays. Who doesn't make the mistake or who does make the big mistake first? If you can capitalize on that, you're probably going to win this game. If you could score early, because then that defense can just kind of go relentlessly after that quarterback. And if you're the Lions, your biggest thing is you don't want to give the Packers a short field. You don't want to go for it at the 50 and get stuffed and give Jordan Love. Because at this point, go 20 yards, kick a field goal, and they'll just stack points. You saw this. It'll be the same blueprint that the Eagles did. Don't need to score a ton of touchdowns, maybe just one, but we'll kick 4 or 5 field goals and walk away with the W.
Packers do have some injury notations I can offer. Josh Jacobs has no designation, so he'll play. These are the three to keep your eye on, like big time, all right? A, Matthew Golden, questionable. Nate Hobbs, questionable. And this is the most important one for what they want to do defensively. Mm-hmm. Quay Walker, questionable. Oh. Now, again, they were out last Sunday. Was a part of that because you had a short turn to Thursday? That was the prevailing thought of why they kept Josh Jacobs out. Yeah, sure. But if the Pack are without those guys, yeah, definitely would go advantage Lions. The Lions injury report is just interesting because, again, this is why I think short weeks are a joke. They're awful for player safety, and they're awful for keeping the actual sanctity of the game in order. Mm-hmm. You don't have time to recover. So the Lions have players that I think if this game was played on Sunday would play. I think you'll be without some of those guys, maybe Graham Glasgow included. And for the Packers, I just went over it. So,
well, for the Packers, see, I thought you were going to say Lucas Van Ness or Edgerrin Cooper, both questionable, didn't practice on Tuesday.
Okay, I didn't get that far down the list. Oh, good, okay. Good on you.
Yeah.
On you. So, look, here's my question to the people, Rico. This is the way to do it. You can tell me what you think the game comes down to. I kind of just wonder, you know what? When's the last time you felt this twisted up about your team? Because for the last few years, it has been nothing but brazen, chest-out confidence. And now, we had people calling in yesterday, worried they're not going to make the playoffs. You have people down on this team. But I think at a minimum, everyone's a little bit conflicted. So, you tell me. 248-539-9797.
Yeah, we're
a long way away from twisted up about your team here.
Yeah, we're a long way away from the disco days.
Well, I think you have to be. And I'm sure they're going to drop a bomb on somebody at some point here. Maybe it'll be Green Bay tomorrow. I don't think much of Green Bay. I don't stick to opinions when the evidence defies it. How would I go on the air and tell people who are supposed to be afraid of this team? I've watched more Packer football than I care to admit. If you think your offense has problems, I'll tell you this. Yeah,
they got a lot of drops, too.
You think you're hurting for money? The Packer offense is the 08 financial crisis. It's a complete disaster. And the problem is, I don't know if I could trust your defense anymore.
No.
So where are you at with this game, and what do you think it comes down to? And if you hate my point about pass rush stuff, cool, what's yours? Because I don't know about you guys, I'm ready to spend time with family and watch the damn game.
No, I'm with you. I think the thing that concerned me most was something that Rieger told me after the show.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
What did he do? What did he do?
Jordan Love, two Thanksgiving days against the Lions, 5 touchdowns, no picks, 2 wins.
Nah, I don't care about that. It's a different team.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Rieger's irrelevant.
Okay.
Not, no, I didn't mean it like Rieger's irrelevant. You know what I did?
Well, I guess what? The last one came against that NFC Championship team.
Yeah, he played great until the last play. He should have beat the Niners, and then he lost his mind.
No. I'm saying when they beat the Lions on Thanksgiving Day.
Right. The point I'm making is this team isn't that team.
Gotcha.
It's like quoting golf statistics from last year. What does it mean?
No, fair.
Nothing.
Fair. It was just one of those like, okay, he comes here and looks like he plays. Mike, as you know, watching football, certain players play well in certain cities and certain arenas and certain venues. They just do. They light up. It's why you see somebody and all of a sudden they go to Madison Square Garden and it's just like Reggie Miller, okay, watch what I'm about to do, and there's nothing you can do.
Rico, I'm going to tell you, if I were Matt LaFleur, I would throw this thing every first down. The problem, they only run it on first down. It's like Don Treadwell. 248-539-9797. We'll get the people. Tell me where you're at. What does the game come down to? And are you really twisted up here about your team? Because it seems like as a city, rightfully, everybody is.
So that's what the quarterback had to say about that. And look, there's almost no chance he's going to bury a teammate anyway, but we thought we'd ask, and it's an interesting perspective. And I think that there's room for improvement, and these are legitimate concerns, and especially the offensive line, because you just don't want that guy, Jared Goff, to take any more hits than necessary And the more vulnerable he becomes, if you're not protecting as well as they did last year, then he's just simply going to have to take more hits. And that's like playing a game of Russian roulette.
Yeah.
And nobody wants that. That's like the worst case scenario of all of what is going on, what might be going on with any kind of protection issues. Then there's the fact that it hurts the offense. It's still, I mean, like in regulation, in spite of struggles, they put up 27 points, which in the NFL, 27 points would rank you, I believe, sixth in points per game. So it's not as if it's reached a crisis. Like Green Bay went through a stretch where they scored, I think it was 20 points in two games. You know, so the Green Bay team that's coming in, we took the Packer guy text earlier. Yeah, Green Bay and their loss to the Panthers and Eagles back-to-back scored 20 points. Last week against the Vikings, yes, they won 23-6. But Jordan Love threw for 139 yards, mm-hmm. and they ran for 146 yards on 3.5 yards per carry.
Jordan Love hasn't thrown for over 200 yards in the last three games.
You know, so we're talking about a team that's trying to find itself here a little bit, you know, a little bit offensively, and the Lions defense is coming off, I mean, call it what it was. It was a bad performance for them, and they're better than that. Defensively, given where Green Bay's at right now and what Detroit is capable of defensively, this feels like it should be a much better game defensively. Now, we've seen these same Packers come in on Thanksgiving and really take it to the Lions.
Yeah, we've
seen that. Was a couple of years ago, and that was scary how good they looked that day.
First play of the game, right? Yep. It was a 43-yard, a 47-yard pass.
I'm going to look it up because that would be pretty impressive if you're specific with how long that play was.
I think it was a 47-yard pass to Watson.
Is that what you're going with? First play of the game. It was a 53-yard pass to Christian Watson. Yeah, and that was indicative of what the whole day was like.
Yeah, that was the game where, like, oh, great. Green Bay's got the quarterback again.
Yep.
Yeah. And Jordan Love's been good, not great. He's a very careful quarterback. He's only thrown three interceptions this year. With 15 touchdowns. He's careful with the football. They're getting some more weapons back in the next few weeks. It's a good football team, but really when you look at that defense, it starts up front, and when they acquired Micah Parsons, it takes this team to a different level. He is so good. And with Rashawn Gary on the other side, it's a really good 1-2 tandem that should scare a lot of teams. But the Lions saw it in the first week. They didn't react to it very well. In the game, I mean, Goff had thrown a bunch of passes, like 39 passes, and he completed over 30 of them, right? But yep. They were all like five-yard plays. Not a whole lot downfield because of what Green Bay's game plan was, which was to take away Jahmyr Gibbs. Gibbs caught 10 passes for 31, but he only ran for 19 yards. 50 yards total in the game. Isn't huge, and then you add the totals from Montgomery, and you're talking it's like 80 yards between the two running backs in total yards. That's what they did. They stopped anything short. They weren't going to give it to you. So that's another reason I think that Jameson Williams can have a big game, because if that's going to be the game plan to try to stop what's going short, then go intermediate or deep, and Jamo is going to be a guy who gets open.
So I saw something on your show sheet. You can help me out here a little bit, because the Lions didn't update an injury report, but you said you saw one where almost everybody was limited. What was
it? Yeah, well, they just had it was an estimated injury report yesterday that had, I don't know what, there were 15 names on it. There were a ton of names on there. Most of them were limited. They had a few that were non-participants, and then they had three of them, I think, that were would have been full participants. So today is the one that really you look at a little bit longer, because just a couple days before the game. I want to see where Brock Wright is on that one and Khalif Raymond. I get the feeling that Khalif's just not going to play. I mean, with the fact that he was downgraded to the game on Sunday as out during that game tells me it might be a significant ankle injury. Brock Wright got rolled up towards the end of the game on a play that went out of bounds. I think it was a pass to Jahmyr, I think, that he took it to the sideline, and Brock Wright got rolled up. Hopefully he's okay, because I think that could be a big blow to this team. already without Sam Laporta, if you're down to your third string tight end, that could be problematic. Not that these guys, Dwelly or whomever, can't do something. Firkser, they can't block. Hopefully they can block, because I think that's going to be most important. Not them running routes. I don't need them to run routes. I need them to be up to snuff when it comes to the blocking schemes.
Do you remember where Terrion Arnold, Kirby Joseph, Pascal, or Davenport were?
Terrion Arnold was, I believe it was a, did not practice.
Okay.
Pascal, I believe, was a full participant. And who was the third one you asked?
Davenport.
Kirby. Davenport was a full participant as well.
Kirby, you said, did not?
Kirby, I think, I don't want to misspeak.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll find it. Okay, good. Because this is, like, you know, we keep talking about getting guys back. Now is sort of the time where it feels like there should be a bunch of guys coming back. I'm going to be intrigued to see three guys in particular, that if any of them can develop and contribute, it could be massive. One is Davenport. And you know, being out there during training camp, watching him when we got a chance to watch practice, I feel like Davenport can be a problem if he can stay on the damn field. And at some point, it's either going to be, look, you just can't play in this league anymore. You're hurt all the time. Or he's going to get some good luck and log some games here. The other one is Ahmed Hassanein. Is he going to be a contributor at any time moving forward? And the third one's Miles Frazier, who's coming back from injury and sounds like he is getting somewhat close.
So the report from yesterday had Glasgow, Kirby Joseph, Khalif Raymond, and Brock Wright as non-participants. And full participants were Davenport, Miles Frazier, and Josh Pascal. Anybody else on that list would have been limited practice. And that includes Terrion Arnold, was limited with a concussion.
Gotcha. All right, lots more to do here as we get you set for Thursday. A massive, massive game. If you miss Kang's hot take, we will get to that again next hour. Also, ESPN just had printed an unbelievable stat about one of our teams, an amazing coincidence. We will get to that straight ahead, so keep it locked in. That's at 12:02 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1, The Ticket.
This is not a drill. Sometimes the universe works in strange ways. Rico, I've just had a screen grab sent to me, and it's nothing like your phone. So it's not like boobies and crazy stuff. Have you seen the Lions' social media?
No, I haven't. But now
why
don't
you do that? Why don't you do that right now?
Okay.
Take a break from sexting and go to the Lions' social media, please. Kenny, kill the breaking news sounder. I want you to go to Lions' social media. I want Paul Sarah to go to social media. I want your mother to go to social media. Look at the Lions, and this was just sent to me by someone I trust, very credible. This isn't screwing around. Do you see what they posted?
77 coming out the tunnel.
Man, you know who that is? Wait. That's Frank Ragnow.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's no caption. That's Frank Ragnow. Why would the Detroit Lions put Frank coming out of the tunnel?
You know what?
Transactions are 13 minutes from now.
Here's the thing. TJ put out a cryptic tweet saying something's brewing. And that's all he said.
That's probably his lunch. But the point is, Rico, I just said I can't create Frank Ragnow out of a lab.
Mm-hmm.
What if I can just get you Frank Ragnow?
Oh.
Now, I'm not reporting that. But there's no reason for the Lions to release that photo.
Mm-mm.
And let's face it, social media people are little attention whores, right? They all love their, ooh, cryptic, and ooh, I got attention, ooh. That's what that is.
Yeah, I don't think you're doing this for him to be the honorary captain. No.
No. So in 13 minutes, my expectation would be, unless somebody is evil at the Lions, you'll hear news that Frank's going to give it a rip. Nah, he won't play this week. He won't play next week. My guess, if this is about Ragnow coming out of retirement, you need about 3 weeks. Provided the player's taken a decent account of himself here, decent shape, but then there's football shape.
Mm-hmm.
You'd need multiple weeks of practice.
So he's doing a Brandon Graham. Gotcha.
My point is, it also speaks to how desperate they are. Who are we kidding? Wasn't it just a couple of weeks ago Campbell shot down any talk of Ragnow coming out of retirement?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Burkett ask him that?
Mm-hmm.
Said he wasn't. Don't pretty much, yeah, we can end that right now. Don't ask me. It's not going to happen.
Well, guess what? For all the people who think that we're, you know, mean or negative or haters, or maybe we were just right. Things are as bad as we've described. From the running game to the third down conversion rate to the offense to the protection to the way your quarterback's playing. Why would the Lions, about 15 minutes before transactions, 4 p.m., put out with no caption a picture of Frank Ragnow running out of the tunnel?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
I don't know. At least it's better than TJ's Twitter. So he put a photo of him in a Lions jersey.
I saw that.
I think we good.
Trying to see that crap.
I think we good.
TJ wouldn't even be able to get down into a stance.
What you talking about, man?
I'm being serious. Right. Remember I said about the part about the player taking a decent account of themselves?
Right.
Yeah, TJ's at the other end of the spectrum. The guy's had an IV of beer since retiring.
Okay. But yes.
I'm just, look, to me, that is 8 minutes from now. You're going to hear Frank Ragnow's coming out of retirement. That's what that's, that to me is what that is.
Well, you know what? Looks like
my phone just melted, basically. I just got like 18. Go ahead.
Ian Rappaport. Whoops. Not wrong thing.
Woo!
Yep, according to Ian Rappaport, this is real. Frank Ragnow is coming out of retirement.
Who loves you, baby? I'm a regular Inspector Clouseau.
Look at
you. Now, listen. That's interesting. Can a guy still play? How many weeks will it take?
Or is it one of those, you know what? You'll take a 70% of what Ragnow has is still better than 100% of what you're getting.
Yeah, doesn't this just go to show you how bad your offensive line is if this is the next man up?
Yeah. Kind of got a feeling that, you know what, Brad and Dan, just, hey, let's take a little road trip.
Well, but part of it, too,
Frank,
is does the player have the desire? You may have the need. Does the player have the desire? Now, he called his shot in June, and you get the better part of 6 months later. And look, who are we kidding? This is the only franchise he played for. Maybe he watches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know he's out there hunting caribou and the rest because he's a big outdoorsman, but I would assume he's plugged into the NFL. He sees his guy struggling. Now, does he still have it?
No one knows.
So you
don't think he's playing tomorrow, right?
No. What do you want, crack? I'll call my shot. Rams game.
Okay.
Couple of weeks. He's got to get in football shape. You got to get back in reps. Look, it's all hands on deck, man. And I think it absolutely is a sign. We're not wrong. It's the Kool-Aid drinkers that are wrong. The people who are saying there's nothing wrong. No. There was plenty wrong. Wrong enough to where they're going to get a guy out of a deer blind and bring him back out of retirement. Why? Because it's that bad. You couldn't keep going this way. Will he fix everything? I won't put that on Frank Ragnow. He's got to come back, practice, make sure he can hold up, and then maybe what Rico said is right. Is 70% of Frank Ragnow better than 100% of Graham Glasgow, et cetera?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably. Because minimum, the protections will never be wrong. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Now, whether you lose your matchup or not, that's something different. The protections will be beyond reproach.
Yeah, I would just feel so much better if this was a few weeks ago and he'd be making his debut tomorrow. Like, okay, this and the Cowboys, like, because these are the next three teams, they got pressure defenses. Like, you need somebody to stabilize the interior of that offensive line. And you're right. He probably, from wherever he was watching the games, was like, you know what? I got to go help my boys out. This is not going well.
I wish he would have retired, 2 months earlier. You could have battle planned a little more. It's the way it works.
No, you're right.
The fact is, Frank Ragnow is going to come back and give it a rip. I'm not going to sit here and automatically be like, okay, that's it. Automatic, we're winning the Super Bowl. Hell, he may come back, practice for a couple of weeks. He could blow out. He could absolutely also be terrible. I don't know.
Oh, or yes. Soft tissue injury. Yeah.
Maybe he's 80% of Frank Ragnow, and it's a boost.
I got to think he's probably taking care of himself. TJ, on the other hand, no. That's just, rumble.
And now Rieger's doing his tinfoil conspiracy theories. You handle that. I can't do that. 248-539-9797. So here's what we're going to do. How big of a deal is it? Seriously, you hear the news. Frank Ragnow's coming back. We'll knock out the picks. We got a few open lines. Let's dive into it. Does this move the needle at all for you, or is it a wait till he plays?
Oh, poor Rieger. I just read the text.
Yeah, I can't do this.
Was he secretly practicing the whole
thing? No. Don't give Rieger air.
Okay.
Stop. Okay. Stop. Okay. Now you're platforming that nonsense. 248-539-9797. Shame on you. You and your fancy basement. All right. We'll get the picks. Then we're going to the phones. Frank Ragnow's coming out of retirement. When will he play? Probably a couple of weeks, if he plays. But I love it. It's a lottery ticket. Why not? But do I think it's a guarantee to save your season? No, I'm not going to put that on Frank. It wouldn't be fair.
No, but I think it was kind of, it reminds me a lot with the Eagles, and their defense was lacking, and Brandon Graham was like, you know what? I'm back. I'm quitting this TV gig. Give me the uniform. Let me see what I can do to help this team out.
We'll get to the picks next, and then to the conversation. 97.1.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.